with their delicious beer batter and game day $5 deals Thursday through Monday on select appetizers and domestic pitchers of beer. Did I mention NFL Sunday Ticket? It's showing on one of their 41 TVs at B-Dubs. Always a savoring deal at Buffalo Wild Wings, Washington Park Mall in Bartlesville.
And we're back here at Bacone College in Muskogee, wrapping things up. Eagles win it 103-64. We got Donnie Bostwick, Eagles head coach, on the post-game show here. Coach, what do you think of that out there?
You know, it was a good bounce back after the other night. I was very proud of our effort and our unselfishness, and I felt like we learned something from last game.
Yeah, and, you know, we didn't get a chance to really wrap up that game on Monday, losing to C of O. Just for the people out there that are fans of your team, what did you think of that one? Obviously didn't go your way. Some calls, I think, played a factor there, but I think it was a good learning moment for your guys.
Yeah, it's one of the toughest places to play. 30 years of coaching, I'm 0-8 over there. During the regular season, we won the national championship there in 09, but they got a great team. Hard place to play, though, and we were up 12 early and didn't take care of business the last 5 minutes of the half. Last night, Evangel was up 18 with 9 minutes to go over there and lost by 11. So
wow.
It's a tough place to go win, but I scheduled on purpose to prepare us for the road since they have such a new squad this year, and I felt like today was focused and got a tough one coming up in our conference starter next week at Ottawa.
Yeah, let's talk about that right now, Coach. A week from tonight, you'll head to Ottawa, the only team in the conference to beat you guys on the road last year. Obviously a different squad, but how do you get these guys ready over the next week?
That's going to be a big one. They're undefeated. They get a nice team. They got to have the football team, a baseball team, and that place is going to be packed. So I think our guys are excited about that opportunity. Like I said, we've already had like six, counting all of our scrimmages and everything else, I think five or six games on the road, trying to get these guys ready for that game. So we've been preparing for a while for this one, so we'll give ourselves the best chance to win.
Last thing for you, Coach, some newcomers to the team this year. You know, Caleb Stokes goes out and puts up 13. He's been in double figures a ton of games this year. Austin Poling has had some nice moments out there. Valentin Van Putten has been really good, an energy guy. Kaz Ammons. Who are some of the guys that maybe our fans aren't as familiar with that have really grabbed your attention in these first four?
You know, you mentioned a lot of them there, but we've got a ton of guys that, you know, when you only return or you have eight seniors, you know, you're going to have a lot of new pieces and stuff. But guys like Kayvon Boston, man, he's come out of a developmental part of our program and redshirted last year. Great leader, doing a great job. You know, he wasn't at full tilt the other night because he had his grandmother passed away and he's at a funeral. I missed the, you know, previous game and some of that and stuff. So, you know, things that people don't always understand whenever we don't play on at our best sometimes. We were all at a 10-hour bus drive on Friday night, get home at 4 a.m. So, you know, these guys, like I said, hopefully that will learn from all that. Yeah, guys like AP and Caleb Stokes are playing well. Cameron, we got two or three Camerons, but, you know, Cali Cans, what we call him, is playing well for us.
Man, he was all over the passing lanes.
Yeah, tonight he played really well over there at C of O as well, and he's going to be a great player for us. Just a lot of body. Max played pretty well. I think our bench, Tay, we got some guys coming in that are starting to pick it up a little bit, give it a little more depth. And we're looking forward to having Brandon Bird back, too. He's a big piece that we don't have right now.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. Now 3-1, got a week off before that road tilt conference opener in Ottawa. Thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks, Eagles, for following us. Appreciate you guys.
All righty, we'll take a quick break. Final stats coming up. We'll continue the postgame show here from Bacone. Appreciate you, Coach.
Fuel vehicles. We fuel work trips and grocery trips and circle the cul-de-sac 23 times to get the baby to sleep trips. We bring you closer to the people and places you love. Also, the things. Like that burger you heard about that's too far away, but is it actually possible for a burger to be too far away ever? Yeah, those things. Because the road isn't what takes us from A to B. It's where we live our lives. In that space between full and empty. Phillips 66. Live to the full.